We met someone in Rochdale, Liam Clark. He's got two kids, he's working 12-hour shifts, but he reckons he'd be better off if he were to quit and go on benefits. Surely that's a sign that after 4 years, your government simply hasn't helped people like him.
I applaud what he is doing because it's absolutely the right thing to do. But universal credit, which is the key big reform which we are bringing in, that will ensure that people like him are always better off in work.
Better off in work sounds good, but in reality, it depends how much better off you're going to be. When your new system comes in, you're still going to be facing tax rates of 65%.
Well, first of all, right now, the current system, you could face a marginal tax deduction of over 100%. So universal credit makes it one deduction rate. You're right, it's set at 65%, but it also allows you to earn a chunk of money before we even start that deduction.
Sure, but that's not a small point. 65%, nobody watching this programme would work at 65% tax rate. Surely this is still a huge penalty to place on those trying to better their lives.
It's lower than it would be right now, and it will mean that always you are better off in work than you are sitting on benefits.
Next, I go beyond the money and reveal the increasing social divide between rich and poor. It's not-